You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Richard Marvin DeVos Sr. has died at the age of 92. He co-founded Amway with partner Jay Van Andel and owned the Orlando Magic basketball team. And he was the father-in-law of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has this remembrance.
Richard DeVos was a billionaire, one of the richest men in Michigan for decades. But he came from humble beginnings. Because of his rags-to-riches success story, DeVos was fond of saying that anyone could succeed if they had the right tools and enough encouragement.
You can do it. You can do it. It does pay. You can get ahead.
This is DeVos speaking to a group of young leaders in 1966.
You know, my dad used to say that to me. I used to say, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. And he'd say, you say can't once more and I'll knock your block right through that wall.
DeVos was born in 1926 in Grand Rapids to Dutch immigrants. They lost their home during the Great Depression. DeVos served in World War II. And then he and his school buddy, Jay Van Andel, started businesses. A bunch of businesses. Most of them failed. But then in 1959, the two started what would become the world's largest direct selling company. Amway sold concentrated, biodegradable cleaning solution. But there wasn't an Amway store. You had to buy it from your Amway seller. Here's legendary singer Pat Boone with the rundown.
Then, a neighbor asked me over for a little demonstration. Before I even finished with the product demonstration, my eyes were bugging out at a future I could see was mine. He drew some little circles. He painted me a dream. Though I knew it couldn't be as easy as it seemed, I bought myself a kit and I signed on the dotted line. I was Amway. I was Amway.
See, DeVos really believed if people had enough encouragement and a seed investment, one of these little kits with vitamins and shampoos to sell, it was possible for them to make something of themselves.
To take a little kit and make a beginning and discover freedom and give them a little hope. Do all of them make it? No. But that's not the key. The key is that the door was opened so that they could make a beginning and lives are changed.
Amway faced a number of legal challenges over the years, but the business continues to grow, despite lingering assertions that it's just a giant pyramid scheme. The multi-billion dollar business is still privately held by the DeVos and Van Andel families. Arguably, one of the biggest benefactors of Amway's success is Grand Rapids. Walk almost anywhere downtown, and you're bound to find a building named after Richard DeVos. He made key investments back when Michigan's second largest city was dubbed Bland Rapids. Those investments have helped revitalize the city. His donations to the arts, schools, churches, and hospitals in West Michigan go back decades.
They're the kind of family that has done a lot for our community, and we should be proud of their work.
Congressman Justin Amash has had DeVos's backing for years, even when other Republicans turned on Amash for his independent libertarian streak.
Also, I'm proud of the fact that they really only ask that I represent the whole district to the best of my ability, and I can't say the same for some other people in the district who have come to me and asked me for special favors.
DeVos once served as the finance chairman for the Republican National Committee. Over the decades, he and several of his family members contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to conservative political causes.
And when we give generously to politics because it represents the same cause of giving people hope and freedom, then it's evil. And I'm sorry. I make no apologies for our giving to politics.
Later in life, DeVos focused a little less on business and politics. He was a deeply religious man, belonging to the Grand Rapids-based Christian Reformed Church. Over the last several years, he was much more open about trying to get people to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.